Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I saw something beautiful this morning. I was so lucky. It's not every day you get to experience watching, I guess, the passing down of knowledge from generation to generation.
Sure.
Pulled up to the petrol station today because I knew that the price hike was coming before the long weekend, and I was like, I'm not getting caught again. And I saw, as I was trying to get to my Bowser, there was a car in front of me with L plates on.
Mm-hmm.
And what I witnessed, it would have to be the first time that this father was showing his son how to fill up a car.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
Because this young man.
Well, you're not allowed to do it until you're like at least got your L's,
yeah,
right?
So yeah. When you're 16, I guess, or you got your L's, and the L plates are up, and so the dad gets out of the side and he's pointing, and I'm like, I think they're arguing, and I'm like, oh, he's showing him. So this is the Bowser.
Yes.
This is the fuel that we need for our type of car.
Or if you were my dad, don't touch these ones.
Yeah, pretty much. Whatever works for however you are a learner, mm-hmm. I guess that's how it all works. But he was pointing at the nozzle, and then he was pointing at where the fuel goes in and the cap there, and he was pointing at the cap, and I was like, I can just see it. I'm like, this car runs on diesel, because he's pointing specifically.
Right.
And if you have a diesel car, it'll be like, don't put unleaded in me, please. Essentially, it says that in more formal writing. And he's going, buh, 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 crossing his arms, no, don't do this. And then they go and grab the diesel nozzle. So I'm like, oh, this is lovely to watch. Someone's experiencing this for the first time.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it, and he's... The young man, he puts it in and he starts pumping, and I've never seen someone more locked in
to watch it. Yeah.
Like liters, dollars, all of those things. And like, I also do that, but for different reasons, because of money. I'm like, I can't go over 40 liters.
Right.
Otherwise, we're in big
trouble. I try to lock in on like an even number.
Oh, like stop it. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
I wonder, he probably wouldn't be teaching his son that fun game.
Not yet.
That's to come. But
I mean, that's when, like, because I don't do it often. So
I was going to say, what I experienced is something that I don't think you ever got to experience because you have had people fill fuel for you for years.
Oh, okay. Listen, I do it myself when I have to.
Right.
But when I don't have to, it is very much my husband's job.
I was chatting to Cindy in sales. Absolutely lovely. And she said since when she was pregnant 18 years ago, the smell of the fuel, she was like, it was doing something for me extra worse. So I would get my partner to do it.
Right.
And then she's like, and then I just pretended
that I pretended
that it still made me sick for the last 20 years.
There's just something lovely about sitting in the car and having someone put it in for you.
It's called an act of service.
I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it.
I know, like when your family visits as well, you like to go for a drive with your dad, or sometimes you won't even go with him. You'll just send him to the petrol station.
I first moved out of home, my dad would slip $50 notes into my like glove box and stuff.
Go get the fuel.
Because he knew I was too proud to just like outright take the money, but he'd hide it in certain locations. Like sometimes he'd give me a hug and like slip some in my pockets.
Well, see, that's a different rite of passage. But it was lovely seeing this, you know, this learner, literal learner, getting to experience. And, like, I think this is crazy because they're, like, say diesel at the moment, it's like $1.80 something. When I got my license.
Oh, how much was it?
It was, like, less than a dollar. And I was like, he's going to look back at today and go, man, when I got my license, diesel was only $1.80. And now we run cars off the sun and good wishes and water.
And petrol costs $25 a litre.
So it was nice to know that that continues to happen. So
that's so beautiful.
That young man and his father were listening. It was beautiful. And I actually got distracted and overfilled my car. So you actually owe me $25.
This is Tim and Jess.
Recently moved house. And I've kept relatively quiet about it because you keep making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you that you've moved. It's where you've moved to. It's finally so on brand for who you are as a person.
What do you mean?
The fact that you were, in your words, slumming it in Bell Park.
I wasn't slumming it by any means. We loved Bell Park.
Yeah, I know. And you were above it. And finally now.
I felt really at home in Bell Park. Like the Bell Park were my people.
Right.
But
Rippleside is your wage gap. So that must feel nice being on the level pegging with everyone. Instead of living in the castle at the end of the street, you're just one of the riffraff.
We've moved into a pretty nice street in Rippleside.
Quiet,
said to my husband Akshay, I think we're the bogans on the street. Like, I think.
What, the Ford Ranger?
You're kidding me. Stick out like a sore thumb in Riverside.
Not my Jessica. When someone asks for your attention here at work, instead of like a, excuse me, pardon? Huh? So, yeah, that's how they'll find you. That's how they'll spot you.
So I, as I often do when I'm moving into a new area, I look at Facebook and see if there's a new community group for me to join.
It's so fun.
There wasn't one for Bell Park that I was aware of, but there is a Rippleside one, Rippleside Community, in brackets, not Rippleside Park.
Oh, okay.
They want to be very specific. It's
that's a different thing.
Rippleside, the community, and they're very obsessed in this group with St. Helens Beach.
Oh, because it's lovely.
Right. It is lovely. It hasn't been lovely for the last few weeks, according to this page.
Oh, no.
Lots of people complaining about the seaweed building up on St. Helens Beach there.
Imagine having access to such a beach so close and you're finding seaweed's the issue. Well, guess what? It's in there. It's and seaweed. That's what it's meant to do.
The people in this group have discovered if they complain enough to council will come down and clean the beach for them.
What, they get a seal to come by and collect all the seaweed?
It was a full bulldozer that's like come in and like picked up all of the extra seaweed on the water edge. And then there's someone who's posted a video of this bulldozer cleaning everything, saying, thanks, Ripple Ciders. Well done.
Ripple Ciders.
Ripple Ciders. Okay, so I knew you were waiting to see what they call themselves because Rippers sounded way better to me.
I like Rippers. So when I moved to Armstrong Creek a couple of years ago, I just thought that you'd be like an Armstrong Creeker or something, or a Creekist or something like those things.
Creekists.
And I saw it again in the community info page for Armstrong Creek and Mount Dunedin. It was like a, hey, Creekers, got an issue. And I was like, love Creekers. So everyone chucks their C's up when they're walking around. Creekers this, Creekers that. Rippers is cool.
Ripple Ciders seems a bit too hoity-toity for me, which is fitting for the area. But I think maybe I should start posting, like, you know, every now and then.
Hey,
in the
Rippers.
Community. Hey, Rippers. What's happening? You know, anyone need XYZ, Rippers? And just see see if it catches on.
But then Helen will be like, oh, that bogan girl's commenting on the Facebook page again, darling. How do we kick her out? What are the terms and services of this page?
What's even more hilarious is that my husband and I both joined the group at the same time. But
they haven't accepted him?
He has yet to be accepted.
It might be a race issue.
I don't want to say that they're not letting in Akshay for a reason, but Jessica got accepted. Seems pretty fast.
Got through the gate. Okay. Well, look, and that's the best thing. It's a community-driven page, so this has nothing to do with anyone that actually has any say about Rippleside.
But I'm going to try and swiftly move Rippleciders to Rippers as quickly as I can.
That's a huge movement.
Yeah. And anyone else from Rippleside, please help me join that movement.
Yep, rip on, Rippers. This is Tim and Jess. Will has decided, Jess, to stick around after. Have you been paying attention?
It's definitely his decision.
Gave him the option. He has chosen to stick around. I'm going to present something, and I want to know what you would say.
Okay.
I was sent a message from my son's daycare. Now, Jack, my little boy, my little love, he's 18 months old, so he's 1.5. Got a message.
Gone so fast.
He's in a new room this year, like the ones and twos, compared to like the baby's room. Got an email for this term, goal setting.
Goal setting.
Goal setting for a 1.5-year-old. Short term and long term goal.
When was the last time you guys set goals for yourself? Have you done goal setting?
Yeah, I had an idea of something I wanted to do this year, and I haven't started it.
Was it get a haircut?
Because you should. All right, you too.
Thank you, Will.
No, I just wanted to do 100 push-ups every day and 100 sit-ups.
100? Cool.
But I haven't started
yet. Maybe start with 10.
But I haven't started yet, so I haven't failed.
100 a day?
Not all at once. Like, All right, that's the whole thing. It's a challenge.
I can't remember the acronym. There's like an acronym when you're setting goals. And it's an A. It's achievable. And I think you're not quite fitting that.
All right, just trying to better myself. Trying to better myself.
With trying to do 100.
Set a reasonable one, like achievable, said, maybe 10.
You're avoiding the question. So I know that neither of you are parents. So it might be like, all right, well, what would a realistic goal for an 18-month-old be? But here I am with one, and I'm going, What's too hard? What's too easy?
I think go pie in the sky, you know? Like, you're giving it to the educators. Give them something to do.
Spanish. Short-term goal.
We want him to learn Spanish. We want him to toilet train him.
Toilet train? No, that's kind of our job.
Is it though?
It is our job.
That's part of the goal.
Yeah, fair
enough. Get him into, like, golf or something. Ooh. Get him little kiddie golf clubs.
Yep.
Because they like golfers are rich.
Give him a laptop. Teach him to code.
Right. Yes. Normally,
screen time though.
Normally, any stick based anything for a toddler's a no-no because that's just a whack.
It's a weapon
for pretty much everything. You can't. It's very hard to say no whacking.
Well, you just got to get through that period. Because eventually,
in that case, let him use the weapons he already has. Yeah. Karate.
Karate. Ooh. Right. Okay. This is good. So we went. We went with sorting shapes and colors, like sorting.
Sure, yeah.
And I believe the other was identifying colors.
Right.
So currently he knows
purple.
Purple and yellow. Mm. Those are the only two colors he can quickly identify. Shocked to know that Wario is his absolute dream cartoon character. So, yes, purple and yellow. So we're hoping to open up the color wheel.
And I believe yellow is one of the first belts you go for in karate. So
that's how we get to learn colors, by belts. I don't mind that.
I feel like you should choose better heroes. I think, isn't Wario a bad guy?
I don't know. His laugh's pretty, like, joyful. Like, that's nice.
But,
it's
like, I feel like Jack being Tim's son would go for the villain arc. Because, like...
By bad guy,
like,
yeah,
Tim, 100%. Tim is very much a Slytherin. Like...
Ah, yeah. It's probably the hair, actually.
Yeah.
The long hair.
Here we are again. He's asking for... just thought I'd ask a question about my beautiful son, who you both have privately privately have told me you both love and adore him.
We do.
But we've given you some
great advice.
You know why I'm not getting a haircut. I'm not allowed for a whole year. I'm getting close. February is so soon, and that'll be a whole year without cutting my hair. And I don't know what else you were saying because I was so hurt by the hair comment.
No, but I really hope Jack learns his colours soon.
Fingers crossed. Mm. Yes. So I was going to say I'll bring it to the show, but it doesn't really seem like a we'll circle back at the end of the term and see if he met his goals.
I think maybe we bring some scissors and some clippers in.
Well,
sort out the real problem.
You know how I asked you to stick around? I'm going to ask you to leave.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.